Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, you know, if you've ever been bitten by a dog, or your child has, or had a dog growl at you, that it is a pretty terrifying thing. So how do you keep your children safe from neighborhood dogs or even from a dog in your own home? And are you a responsible dog owner? Do you keep your dog from, you know, getting aggressive with other people and animals? My guest is Dr. Deborah Ann Mulligan. She's Chief Medical Officer of MD Live Care and one of our fan favorites here on Healthy Children. Welcome to the show, Dr. Mulligan. So tell us a little bit about dog bite prevention. If you were to tell somebody the best information to preventing dog bites, what is it?
Well, I'm really glad that you're having this lesson in dog safety. I am actually one of those persons that have been bit by my neighbor's dog. And I'm also a pediatric emergency medicine physician and take care of a lot of children who've been bit by dogs. And to your good point, there's almost 5 million Americans who are bit every year by dogs. And it isn't necessarily strangers who have the dogs or dogs running mindlessly around the street. It's your family pets, it's your neighbor's pets. And so some of the things that you can do would be to pick a really good match for your family. And if you're not sure what that match might be, you can ask your veterinarian, where are the dogs that have really even tempers that are easy to train? And that goes along to training your dog. So commands that you can build obedience with your dog so that they trust your you as an owner and will obey you should they find themselves in a situation where perhaps, as is not uncommon, a child might be wanting to play with the dog while the dog's trying to eat. So in other words, there are also social settings where the dog is naturally protecting its food, protecting its owners, and you have to be able to pick up those cues as an adult when you're supervising and trying to keep children safe. Other things you might want to do is neuter your dog. When you neuter your dogs, they are less likely to bite. They're less aggressive. Things like never leave a baby or a small child alone with a dog. Make sure that your children, as I said, don't bother the dog when they're eating, sleeping, or caring for their puppies, especially a mama dog who just had her little puppies and trying to nurse them, for example.
Great advice, you know, and you have to be a responsible dog owner. And we fostered, we got a dog that had been fostered, so we got a rescue dog just last year. And at the beginning, she was alpha female. She was a little aggressive. You know, if she was bothered while she was sleeping, she growled. Now she's the sweetest thing you've ever met in your life, but still occasionally, she's got her little spot. You hear that low throat. So she's learning, you know, and we're working with her and we're teaching our children to do these things. And you can't control other people's dogs. So what do you do about them?
Great question. So if you did come upon, so you know your dog and you know your dog's cues to you. So there's an interaction there, sort of a bi-directional communication between you and the dog, and you've gotten to know your dog. But to your good point, if a child is playing outside and they come across an aggressive dog, the best advice we can give is do not scream, do not run away. That'll cause the dog to want to chase you. Maybe they think it's a game. Maybe they think you're a threat. But either way, you don't want to run away or scream. You want to stay calm. Teach your children to move slowly. Don't make eye contact with the dog. And those are some things that you can do with strange dogs that might come upon you. So again, just remain calm, avoid eye contact, move slowly, keep your hands behind your back, and the dog will be less likely to feel threatened and allow you to move aside and move away from the dog.
So really just stand still, like a tree. Just be a tree and sit there, stand there. Just don't run around screaming, and hopefully the dog will just smell you and go away.
That's another option, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what about hugs and kisses? People want to hug and kiss somebody's dog, and dogs don't really like face-to-face contact.
They sure like to lick everything else, though, don't they? If they're your dog, they're going to lick you to death. If you just ate a hot dog, they're going to lick your mouth. The dogs are interested in licking for tasting and showing affection and interest in their owner and their owner's family members. But, if it's a strange dog, the best thing is, again, be respectful of the dog. Don't jump toward it. Don't make sudden movements. Try to move calmly. When you're first meeting the dog, show the back of your hand first. Gently pet the dog. Make sure that the owner is there to tell you that everything you're doing is going to be accepted by this new animal in your presence so that you avoid any potential for harm, such as dog bites.
Do we ask the, you know, owners, we need to teach our kids not to run up to dogs they don't know. So you ask the owner, you know, is it okay to pet your dog? Are dogs, Dr. Mulligan, on leashes more or less likely? Is there any studies on whether they're more aggressive or less if they if they're on a leash?
Do you know, I'm really, anecdotally, it does seem that that could be the case, that whether it gives them more courage knowing that they're not going to really get away because they are on a leash, or it makes them more aggressive. I really can't answer that. I guess if we had a veterinarian who was expert in behavioral health with dogs, they could tell us, but I'm really not sure about that one.
Yeah. So no taking things away, no bothering dogs when they're eating or sleeping or nursing their little babies, asking
right.
the people, you know, can I pet your dog? So what else do you want to tell us about dog bites? What if our child does get bitten?
Yes, excellent. So if on the occasion they are bit, just like I had my dog bite by my neighbor's dog, who for whatever reason thought that I might have been a threat to the family's home area when I was walking down their driveway. By the way, if that does happen, there are a couple things you can do. One, make sure that you examine the bite. If it looks deep and it's bleeding, you do need to go to the emergency department. If it's shallow, superficial, you can just clean it with a towel to wipe away the blood, examining it. Clean it really, really well with water and soap, and then apply a sterile bandage to the wound. You might want to think about if you have some, put an antibiotic ointment that you can get in any local pharmacy or grocery store to prevent infection. If it's anything more than superficial, if it's deep, if it's still bleeding, then you do need to go to the emergency department. And if the dog did bite you that deeply, it might be an aggressive dog. And when you do go to the emergency department for treatment, they'll do a couple of things. They'll manage the bite, and then they'll also involve the local law enforcement, because they'll want to be able to make sure that that dog has its rabies shots up to date. And if the dog has bit anyone else, then there'll be there are mechanisms in place where they can compel the owner to make sure that the dog gets resocialized with training from those who understand how to train dogs who are aggressive.
Certainly. And you know what? I don't even like it when my kids play tug of war, even with our own dog, you know, but much less with other people's dogs, because when you're playing tug of war with a dog, they instantly get on the defensive. You hear them growling, even though the people who own the dog say, oh, they're playing. I hate that tug of war game.
Yeah, that's good advice as well. It's playing tug of war is probably a good idea.
Yeah, I just don't think so. So dog bites, if it does happen, you know, those are the things to do about them. So give us your last best bits of advice about dog bite prevention and making sure that this isn't something that happens in your own home, in somebody else's home, at the local park, or anything like that.
Okay, so the top 10 might be, or less than 10 would be, pick a good match for your family. Socialize your pet. Make sure that your pet, or as a puppy or like your foster adopted pet, gets used to a variety of people and other animals, cats, dogs, in your home environment. And then keep exposing them to puppies as they get older, too, because sometimes older dogs get a little annoyed with the young dogs. And so we want to keep socializing our pet throughout their lifetime. Train your dog so that when you say a command, your dog knows you're serious and they need to abide by whatever your command was. Make sure you vaccinate your dog against rabies and other diseases as well. If you could consider neutering your dog, if you're not breeding your dog for any purpose, then it's healthy for the dog to be neutered as well. And that also will minimize their aggression and they're less likely to bite. Never, ever leave a baby or small child alone with a dog. You should always be supervising. And teach your child to see if the dog is with an owner and looks friendly if it's a strange dog. And then ask the owner permission to pet the dog. Let the dog sniff your child, as we just said a little while ago. And have your child touch the dog gently, avoiding their face, again, as you pointed out a bit ago, head or tail, because the dog will feel threatened if you're grabbing them in those locations. And then, enjoy them. Dogs are a wonderful part of our families. We love them, and they bring so much joy and happiness.
Well, this is great information. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.